RPG.
As civil war continues to rage in Syria, the Obama administration is trying to confirm its belief that the Syrian government has used chemical weapons against its own people. President Obama has repeatedly said that would be a game changer.
That would be an escalation, in our view, of the threat to the security of the international community, our allies, and the United States, and that means that there are some options that we might not otherwise exercise that we would strongly consider.
Some Republicans believe there's enough evidence for the U.S. to act more aggressively in Syria, either by arming the rebels or establishing a no-fly zone. Senator John McCain spoke about a recent visit with Syrian refugees on NBC's Meet the Press.
This woman, who is a school teacher, said, "Senator McCain, you see these children here? They're going to take revenge on those people who refuse to help them. They're angry and bitter, and that legacy could last for a long time, too, unless we assist them."
But even McCain opposes the deployment of U.S. ground troops. And analysts like Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution agree.
"I think the administration will be obliged to do something, or at least that it should feel obliged to do something. But that does not mean that we should put 75,000 Americans on the ground in Syria because of one small, limited chemical weapons use."
Public opinion polls suggest little interest among Americans to get deeply involved in Syria, a view tourists visiting Washington seemed to confirm.
"You know, we can't control the world, and it needs to have a really, really good reason to go in there."
"I think there probably is a little fatigue on putting our troops out there. Of course, there's a price to be paid for freedom, and I think that we take that mantle on frequently."
Americans have lost patience with foreign military involvements after lengthy wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, says Carol Doherty of the Pew Research Center.
"I mean, the public is just, you know, glad to be out. They're you know, divided over, you know, whether it was right or not. You still see the same partisan division, but there's just a sense of fatigue with these struggles, even Afghanistan, where troops still are."
But those who argue for a stronger U.S. role in Syria remain hopeful the Obama administration will respond to what they see is a humanitarian crisis there. Jim Arcadis is with the Progressive Policy Institute.
"As the Obama team shapes its legacy on foreign policy, there are ways to be active in the international community without necessarily sending troops, and my hope is that they get to a point where they are more aggressive in promoting America's role abroad."
The latest CBS News New York Times poll found that only 24% of Americans believe the U.S. has a responsibility to intervene in Syria, while 62% oppose the idea. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.